This is James Gilland, and we're broadcasting on the BBS network and also the East City Stargate on YouTube. A lot going on. We've got a new conference coming up with the Star Knowledge 1111 conference. You can just Google it, find out all the information on that. That's coming up. We're going to have Golden Light Eagle as one of the guests on the next show, and he'll cover the conference and what's going to be covered there. All right, one thing I also want to make an announcement on, the plasma rings are back up. We're getting total raves on these things. We've had amazing experiences. We had a cat that was basically dying, and we put one around her neck, and she's running all over the place like a kitten. She did eventually die, but she lived a lot longer life and was running around like a kitten, you know, where she couldn't even get up and go out to go to the bathroom. But amazing stuff. And also the water, too. Check out the Langenberg water. That's another big bonus. So you go to Langenberg Research or Langenberg Water and check out that, the oxygen water. That's amazing. The combination of the two works miracles. I think that's about it as far as on the docket. I'll be going to Australia, and we'll have all the information on that. There's a conference there with the Edge of Wonder guys and a few others, but that's coming up. That's on the website if you want to find out more. Just go to eseti.org. Everything's on there. I want to continue with the Ancient History of Earth Part 2 and what we haven't been told. There's a little confusion. People are asking me questions afterwards. So when I talked about the first landings here that are recorded that we know about, I mean, these happened 450,000 years ago minimum. They were the Anunnaki, and it talked about their history and coming here. When they came here, there were fishes, there were birds, there was rivers. Beautiful, beautiful land. And there was a being here developing naturally called the Denisovian man, and this started in Australia. So that's in Gosford glyphs. All that history is written in Gosford glyphs about that first landing. Now, that what happened after that landing, there was a pole shift, there was an ice age, there was all these things that happened that pretty much was a start over. It was basically, okay, we're going to start over. Hardly anybody left on the planet. And what happened was, that's when the Pleiadians came. Now, the Pleiadians were from ancient Lyra. The ancient Lyrians went to the Pleiades, Hades, and Orion system, colonized those systems, and then from there they came to Earth, Mars, and Maldek or Melona, whatever name you want to call it, the planet that's now our asteroid belt that blew up. So that's to fill in the blanks on that. I'm not going to go over the whole ancient history. I did that in part one. So check out part one, and then that'll give you the rest of the story. So the second colonization program came from the Pleiades, and they were terraformers. And a lot of people in the counseling sessions, it comes up that you were part of that. A lot of us were part of the terraforming process here, where we got Earth ready for the second attempt at colonization. And there were some people here already. They talk about the sons of God saw the daughters of man to be fair and took them as wives, and all those stories are about that. So Anunnaki just means those who came from heaven to earth, basically. And anything that came from the sky were sky gods. They call them gods, basically. So all of your bearded gods in the past history, I talked about that earlier, were actually star people. They came from the stars, and they came from different dimensions, and they're very powerful beings. They were revered as gods, but we have to go back and ask the question, who created them? So basically, it's time for humanity to grow up and stop worshiping these external deities and start finding the God within themselves, which is all the masters. It was the message of all the masters. That's what they said. Buddha said it, you know, Babaji said it, Jesus said it, you know, the temple is within, you know. They asked him where God is, and he said, closer than the hair on your head. So there is no separation and omnipresence. So I don't care how much fear and guilt and unworthiness they lay on you in the religions, it's all nonsense, because you can't separate yourself from the source. It's impossible. So if you're in the unified field, you're connected, period, you know, end of story. So the unified field, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse, is the source. It's the supreme intelligence, whatever you want to call it. And that access to that source is through the heart. There's a little cavity. It sits next to the soul. And when you access that, then you have access to your books. And your books are in your astral body and your etheric body and your soul have the books of everything you've ever done and been. And when we access those, we start hearing all these stories about people that were actually involved in that, in the terraforming of Earth. The first terraformers had a rough time of it because when they came here, they had agreement with the reptilians. There were some reptilians here. They made an agreement with them. They started bringing in their plant life, animal life, and things like that to help terraform the Earth. And as soon as they uncloaked, they shot down some of the ships. And so some people were stranded here for a little while. And that was a real mess. And then they set up a guardian force, which a lot of it was fifth dimensional Pleiadians that were overseeing the terraforming process. So again, there was agreements made. Those agreements were broken. And that same problem we're still dealing with goes back 450,000 years. The pact that Marduk made with the reptilians put us under draconian law, and we're finally getting out of that, and I'll cover more of that later. But so the Pleiadians came down. Now, I just got off a cruise, and I spent a long time with J.J. Hurtak and some other people. Michael Tellinger, and you know, we kind of covered all this stuff, and especially with Hurtak, he was saying that basically our genetics basically go back mainly to Pleiades, the Pleiadians, and so the second colonization program, we don't go back to apes, we don't go back to monkeys, we actually go back to the Pleiadians and other star nations that came later. So that story is that we're monkeys and things like that. That's not true. There was some tinkering in the first colonization program with the Anunnaki, and that got wiped out. And now they're digging up their bodies in the Antarctic and places like that. So many they're finding the pre-Diluvian guys that got taken out because of a pole shift and some other things, the Ice Age and other things that happened. So I'm jumping around a little bit, just trying to give you some clarity on this. So basically our genetics go back to the stars. Now, if you go to the Cherokee Nation, a lot of the other nations, Native American nations, the Hawaiians, if you go to the shamans in the Philippines, they all point to the Pleiades. And even in Australia, they point to the Pleiades. Our ancestors came from the Pleiades. So there's more Pleiadians stock here, genetic stock, both plant, animal, and human than anything. And so don't let people say you're inferior because you got bumped up from an ape or whatever, because that's not true. So I want to go further in that because that's a disempowering story. You really want to connect in. So all this junk DNA we have isn't junk. You know, it's just inactive. And the genomics are improved that there's all this alien DNA. They don't know where it came from. And when you look at the plant and animal life and the evolution, it's impossible for that to evolve naturally through random mutation. There was an intervention that happened. And any scientist will tell you that life was seeded here. And not once, but a couple of times, because things had to start over. But anyway, that's what's coming out of the geological records and things like that. The ones that aren't hidden, you know, but you've got all that oops art or forbidden archaeology, it's all in there. And actually the Gosford Glyphs, as I said before, has the whole history of the two colonization programs and the fall again, and the pharaohs return to Australia to get the knowledge again to start over. And they tried to steal it, actually. So there's two brothers, they're both pharaohs, and one died of a shipwreck and the other died of a snake bite. And so they're buried right there at Gosford Glyphs. So that's another story. But so in these falls, they lost the technology. They lost the ability to carve stones, to levitate stones, and with lasers and sound and things like that. They lost that technology. And so they're trying to come back to get that technology again. Now this is a real eye-opener. The breastplates of the pharaohs came from Ballarat, Australia. So this ties into most of the gold mines began in Australia, and then they went to Africa. So it's Africa, yeah, the Anunnaki did come there. They set up camp, but there's a previous camp that was over in Australia. And that's more of the real history. So I wanted to cover that part, get that out of the way, because it ties into what's happening now. And so what's happening now is that there's, I don't know any other way to say it, there's like a multidimensional war going on. And there are beings that feed off of humans. You know, humans have, we're like these incredible batteries. We have all this energy coming off of us. And if you don't know who you are, and if you're giving away your power, and if you're worshiping all these external sources, you're leaking. You're leaking this energy. And they feed off that, and they feed off the anger, the jealousy, the sadness, the pain, the suffering. They feed off of that energy. So it's up to us to clear that up, you know, clear up these old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, and stop leaking energy and learn to love and accept and approve of ourselves. Because the only reason anybody has any power over you is because you want something from them. You want their love, their acceptance, their approval. You might think they have a better God connection than you do, and that just creates a big dependency. So, you know, personal empowerment means making your own personal connection with Source. And when you go within and you make that connection, you start expanding in consciousness, and you start remembering your other lives in other dimensions, other planes, other civilizations. And that's what's happening in this great awakening. And I'll cover that. So in this great awakening that's going on, it's like the Earth is ascending. She's evolving. She's going to the next level. So she's moving up and going to the next level. And what's happening is the higher dimensional beings, and these are your ancestors. These are beings from the Pleiades, the Orion Council of Light, the Sirians. There's three levels to the Sirians who are also in Lyra as well. Those are the lion beings. There's humanoid cat beings, panther beings, and full-on lion beings that are 17 feet tall. And these are depicted as Sekhmet in Egypt, and all throughout India, they have Nerissa, the Pashat, and all these other beings they talk about are feline beings. And they were protectors of the villages. They were protectors of the gods and things like that. They do exist. They still exist, and they're here. They've returned. There's one thing I want to add, too, is that the Anunnaki are not reptilians. They're the bearded gods, and every religion has its bearded god. And some of these bearded gods were loving and compassionate, and they're in service to others. They aligned themselves with universal law. Some were not. Some were jealous, wrathful tyrants. And so that'll help you understand the ancient history of Earth and how we've been... We've kind of gone down this line where we've been disempowered and we've forgotten who we are. So, you know, some of us have been those gods. We've had lives in those other dimensions. Now we're coming here to clean this up. There is a benevolent side to the Anunnaki. There were the fallen Anunnaki and Marduk and that group, and they had all these turf wars. They made a pact with the reptilians, and again, that's where draconian law came in. And we've been under that ever since. Some of them were benevolent. They moved on, and now they're returning because they have kind of a karma here. They need to come and straighten this out. So you've got these beautiful six-dimensional up to ninth-dimensional beings coming in. They're just beautiful. They continue to evolve. And you've got the fallen Anunnaki. They're being cleaned up. They're being pulled before the councils right now to be cleaned up.
Look at that. You see that? The heck is that thing? Do you see it, John?
I don't know what you guys are looking at.
Like right there.
That's massive. Look how low that is.
Wow.
Heck.
What is that?
I don't know. Look how low it is.
Yeah. It's not flashing like a plane.
No, it's not strobing.
Huh.
Look at that.
Where are the goggles at? Oh, cool.
Another one. Oh, there's
moving,
two.
That's moving slow, too.
It's got a little one behind it.
Yeah, it does.
Sure getting some good UFO footage. Okay, and this one's going south, so it's not the space station.
No, and I've always wondered that. Because I've always thought, how did it get
I wonder if they're directed at the ranch, you know? They're directing the light beam
that's
right at the ranch. Because one of the things that we saw was that sometimes the lights that were like getting...
Can I see the light on the mountain?
That's still on. Wow.
Yeah, you know how high that is?
How?
That's way the hell up there. That's way past the wilderness area.
Correct.
That's like...
It's very bright, look.
That's like 9,000 foot level.
That's high, brother. And it just like
and,
that.
And that, that land up there is straight up and down and just lava.
Do it's hikers treacherous. Ever go up there?
No, not there.
Are they allowed to?
You're not really supposed to. It's all wilderness area.
But technically, you could climb up there.
Well, yeah. I don't think you're supposed to be up there. Because it's a lot of that's on Native American land. And so if you don't have the proper permits, you're not supposed
right.
to be up there.
Not to mention, if the native spirits yeah. and the nature spirits don't want you
whoa.
Up there. Whoa, that's bright.
You guys, look at the mountain. That's the cave.
That was very bright.
That's right where the cave is.
So the cave is the entrance and the exit, is that it?
One of them, yeah. And then right in the middle of the mountain.
Look, right there.
That is massive. So we looked up there with night vision and thermal and everything, all the top military gear. And the guy said, there's no hikers, there's... No tents up there. There's no bodies up there. He said it's cold light. It's like it's a phenomenon. He couldn't wrap his head around it.
Right. How many ships would you say are in there?
A lot.
We have video of that, of them landing on the mountain behind me. And just massive lights morphing, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Well, when we remote viewed that with John Vivanco, with right hemispheric, his group saw that there were feline beings, and they said that these brilliant lights that were moving all over the mountain, it wasn't a ship, it was their light. It was like a Merkaba. It was they were the ship, and these are higher dimensional beings. So these are fifth dimensional beings that are there, and we'll put that in the clip. But the so we've got that. We've got all these other things that are happening that are unfolding right now. So basically you've got the Pleiadians, and they're up 5, 6, 7 dimensional Pleiadians that are coming in. In the counseling sessions, people are coming in incarnating that are like 7th dimensional Pleiadians. So you can imagine, it's like Creator has given its best for this time. So beings that are so highly evolved, extremely advanced civilizations are incarnating now. And now we're hooking up with like 13th dimensional beings like the Lakah and the Jesai, they're warriors. And they don't talk much. They just wear robes and staffs with these giant purple energy things on the end of their staff, and they protect planets, you know. So all these beings are coming in. So you've got mainly the Palladians have the scepter because they have more genetic stock than any other race that's here. You've got the Orion Council of Light. And I need to clarify this because when the Lyrians went and they colonized the Pleiades, Orion, and Hades system, these are our ancestors. They look like us. They're humans. And they went through the wars in Orion. And they finally, they were successful. They got help from some other higher dimensional beings that came in, Palladians and others that helped them out. Even sixth and seventh dimensional Orion beings were coming in to put an end to that mess and do a lot of healing and clearing. So there were great wars in Orion. The people that survived those wars are planetary liberators, and they're coming to the Earth now. Now, they had a huge influence here in the past. These pyramids in Mexico and the other pyramids, they align up with the Orion system. Why is that? Think about it. Why would they? And they have gateways in the pyramids that shoot out to the Pleiades and other systems. So why are all these major structures, you know, these monolithic structures or megalithic structures, these huge structures, why do they align with Orion? Why does Orion have such an influence? And I know when the Germans came and did their investigation in a long time ago into the pyramids, they came to the conclusion that they opened up a few tombs that there was a being from Orion that was there that they brought out. I don't know where it went, but he was entombed, you know, in one of the chambers down there. So they weren't really burial chambers. The pyramids were built for something else, but I guess some of the select people got a ticket, you know, to have a sarcophagus in there. I don't know. But anyway, those were taken. Those were cleared out. So if you look at J.J. Hertak's work, he talks about the different levels of the Orion beings. They were creating the light codes to create the blueprint for the light bodies, to create the physical bodies. They were creating the higher dimensional bodies that manifested into the physical bodies. And a lot of information on there. So it was really strange because Melia, a being that came to me, looked exactly like in his videos that he's put out. And so it's just a mind blower when I saw his pictures and my pictures that I had drawn by forensic artists, they're identical. And so we totally validate each other on that. So there is a lot of information in the Law of One that Orion that is evil. It's a huge system. There's a lot of different beings there. The wars were fought there. And it doesn't mean that everything from Orion is negative. Orion had a very big part in this. Now, what's happening right now is the Orion Council of Light, these six-dimensional beings, are here now for the planetary liberation. And they went through the wars. They went through all that. They know how these guys come in, these darker forces and reptilians and greys. They know how they infiltrate the authority systems and the power systems here on the planet. They're aware of all that. And so they're great allies in this planetary liberation thing that's going on. So again, you got the Palladians, the Orion Council of Light. These guys are coming in. You've got the Sirians, which are 5, 6, and 7D. Which are humanoid cat beings, some are panther beings, and some are lion beings that are depicted as Sekhmet, very tall beings. The females are about 14 feet tall, the males are about 17 feet tall. They're very large beings. And they're extremely powerful beings, and they're also very funny. They have to be, because they're very intimidating. So they act goofy when you connect with them because they don't want you to freak out. But they're here to help you to find your own inner line, your own courage. They're here to empower us. They don't want to be worshipped. They don't want to, and they're here to protect. You know, that's what they're here for. And this is way outside the box. I know a lot of, it's funny that they call Jesus the Lion of Judea. And all throughout the Bible, it talks about the lion beings that you know, pulled the chariots, you know, the light chariots of the gods. And there's all these references in there and references to Orion and references to the Pleiades and things if you read them. But this is the real history of Earth, so that I'm giving you. So anyway, we're going to go through that. You've also got the Andromedans, which the Andromedan Council is the council that the other beings go to for advice. So the Pleiadians, when they met the Andromedans, these are beings that are 8 to 10 foot tall. They have magnetized light bodies. They have huge bands of energy coming out and around them like this. And so when they come towards you, that energy feathers back and it looks like wings, but it's pure energy. And there's a whole council of these beings, a whole civilization, and they have light technology. They live in a magnetized light body and in a holographic light universe. So when the Pleiadians came across these beings, they were just in total awe, and they said, "We have trouble because we create these colonies, and after a while the colonies grow up and then they start getting infiltrated by lesser beings," and this is in the Emerald Tablets, talks about this. Negative beings start incarnating, they start creating divisions, and they end up dividing, and then they go to war with each other, and that was the story of Atlantis, Lemuria. So they said, "We're trying to break this pattern. Will you lead us?" They asked them, "Will you lead us to stop doing this same pattern, to break this pattern?" And the Andromedans said, "No," you know. And they go, "What?" You know, and they said, "No, we won't lead you." They said, "But we'll advise you. You need to lead yourself." So they understand universal law, and they know they can't trespass on the free will and destiny of others, but they can advise. And so they were in an advisory state. And so that's basically where a lot of the other beings came. They went to the Orion Council of Light, the Pleiadians, everything. They had the Andromedan Council. These are seventh dimensional beings, and they're one of the last beings to even have an image, you might say, or a light body. After that, you're just one with everything. They have kind of a form, but not. And they can actually become physical, but it's just a dense light body that they create if they need to. But they really don't connect with people here on the Earth. It's too rough for them. Same with a lot of the Pleiadians and things have a hard time. The Orions have been through all the wars, so they're very good at operating down here on Earth. It's easier for them. They've got street savvy, street smarts, or you might say universal smarts. But anyway, I'm covering all this. These are the groups that are coming in, and as I said before, there's other beings coming in, a lot of different beings coming in. One is the, I think it's kind of hilarious, we just did a counseling today when the Verity came in, and the Verity are kind of hilarious because they're only about 4 feet tall, they're kind of elven in nature, and very advanced beings, and they actually flew over the Jonah Ministries over here when they had their big jamboree. And they brought their ships in, and they came in as a triangle, and then they split up and stacked themselves right above Jonah Ministries, and one went over to Flat Top Mountain over here and then came back. There's a lot of stuff going on Flat Top Mountain I can't really talk about, I'll get in trouble. But so there's a mixed thing. We have inside Mount Adams, we have the Federation, and they have their base there, and then you have the inner earth behind it or underneath it, and you have some technology in between that's amazing, and it's generating fields of energy that are keeping this planet together and helping us. So that's going on there. Over on the mountain, there's something else going on, but anyway, there's I know I'm jumping around here a little bit, but it all ties together. So they're all here. They're part of the Awakened Healing. So when I talked before about the Earth is ascending, these higher dimensional beings, 5th up to the 13th dimension, are adding their higher consciousness energy to the collective consciousness of Earth. They're pressing in like this. The Earth is ascending. They're pressing in. And we're in the middle, you know. We're stuck in the middle. Now, if you think you're just a body and a personality, you are really stuck in the middle. You know, you are stuck. And in the lower 4th dimension, you've got all the things that go bump in the night, the what some people call demons, the grays, the reptilians, things like that. They're stuck in the middle. And, you know, we're a multidimensional being. We have a 4th dimensional body as well. So we need to transcend even that and get into the 5th dimension on up. So what's happened is this is pressing in, and you're going to see this energy as it comes in being played out. in the physical. So everything going on in the physical level that we're watching now has a spiritual activator or counterpart to it. And that's hard for people to understand. But what you're going to see is that these higher dimensional beings, and the Earth is already her own spirit. I mean, she knows what's going on. She doesn't need anything, but it's us in between that need to figure things out. So as these energies come in, what's going to happen is, one, the veils are going to get very thin. So you're going to start seeing a lot of things in the fourth dimension that ordinarily you wouldn't have seen before. Because the veils are getting very thin. So that's where you have the shadow beings, you have a lot of the elementals, gnomes and fairies and things like that, and elvens and stuff, all in the fourth dimension, and in the higher fourth dimension. And there are actually elven beings that go up to the sixth dimension, so I don't want to limit them. But they all exist, and they're in the fourth dimension, and they're living right alongside of us. You know, check out Einstein's theories about the many worlds and worlds within worlds, and there's unseen worlds that we're not aware of right alongside of us, and you know, that's all real. So the veils between these worlds are getting thinner and thinner and thinner, and so we're going to see shadow people and what people will call demonic greys and reptilians. And with that opening, we really need to learn how to heal unseen negative influences and really get anchored in our own divinity, our own self-authority, and our own God-self connection. You know, make your own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it, to get through these times. It's something we need to do. It's really imperative right now. And that'll keep us clear, that'll keep us clean as we go through this process. It's going to get crazy. These entities are going to be jumping into people, even friends and family. They're going to wig out. They're going to come at you. The light beings, the light workers down here are going to get a crash course in self-authority and loving detachment, you know, through this process. And that's where we need to go. That's where your power comes from. So again, any reason anybody has any power over you is because you want something from them. So if you're looking for love, acceptance, and approval outside of yourself, or even God outside of yourself, you're going to be subject to this craziness that's going on. So again, it's really good to get self-sufficient in these times on every level, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, everything. So that's happening right now. It's so important. And I'm going to tell you something that some people are going to get a little upset about. And I put it out in a newsletter. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of hate mail about it. But there is a plan being orchestrated. And the way it's being orchestrated is from top down. So these higher dimensional beings are coming in. Now, there's people that are what you would call the global elite or the royal families, things like that. They're not all bad. There are people that are on the positive side in there. So it's important to realize that there's people that have incarnated into those families to actually shift, you know, with these times. And they'll be coming out. And so, I mean, use discernment, you know, when you hear these things coming out. But what's happening is the highest levels, the leaders, the world leaders, and I want to say the golden dragon in that group, you know, he who owns the gold makes the rules. That's the golden rule on the planet. So these guys, these top leaders, along with most of the military, are, and what you'd call the white hats and everything else, are all lining up, and they're having contact with the higher dimensional beings, these advanced civilizations that are coming to help Earth do this shift. So that's what's going on. And what's happening is you've got, you know, these guys, the white hats, and there are leaders and politicians and things that are aware of this, and they're working with the white hats. You have these other groups here that are the old guard, whatever you want to call them, the deep state, the dark arts. There's different names. Some of the royal families, some of the Illuminati boys and whatever else, they are not going for it, and they want to maintain total control. They want total domination, total control of everything. And the way they're going about this is with double speak. So they're using environmentalists, they're using children, they're using false science, they're using false stories, fake news, that whole thing. That's all part of the corporate-sponsored deep state global elite program. And what blows me away is that people have not seen through this. You know, there's people that are still saying, I want Hillary, you know, knowing nothing about her background, who she is, you know, the corruption there, how many people have died around her, do the research. You know, people go, you're anti-feminine, you know, you're a racist, or if you say, no, there's no way I would vote for her, you know, but I don't vote. I'm neither Republican nor Democrat, so I'm in a different category. But anyway, it's very important to realize, do the background, do your own research, forget about lamestream news, and almost everything they've told you so far has been a lie. And whatever they say, just reverse it. Like every accusation that they make, reverse it. And the ones doing the accusing are the ones doing exactly what they've accused others of. And people haven't figured this out yet. It blows me away that you can't see this. And I have people that are supposed to be enlightened. They're spiritual teachers over there. And a lot of women, you know, that are heavily involved in the Democrat Party and all that stuff. And I said, look at the history. History of the Democratic Party, look at it. KKK, they were Democrats. Why do you accuse Trump of being KKK? Because you are the KKK. You were the KKK. Hillary's greatest advisor, Robert Byrd, KKK. You know, guess who showed up at his funeral? Obama at Robert Byrd's funeral, KKK. This is really ugly, because this is the biggest scam that's been played on the American people for so long. It's time to figure it out. So anyway, the Democratic Party, KKK, they voted against, you know, freeing the slaves. They're against that. They're voted against equal rights. They're voted against the right for women to vote. But all these women and feminists and all these people think that it's the power, it's the party that empowers women. It doesn't. It never had. It doesn't empower the different cultures and the races. It's actually, it keeps them on the plantation. So you got to do the research. Listen to Candace Owens. Listen to some of these other people out there that are bringing this real information. So these old guards that are keeping everybody on the plantation are dying off. They're dropping like flies. And that's going to continue. So the people that have aligned with these darker forces that have been here since the pact with Marduk, with the reptilians, we've been under draconian law ever since then. And we've been governed by forces seen and unseen that do not have our highest and best good. And they never have. There's so much inhumanity on the earth because there's a lot of non-human interference. And you have to look at that. That's what's going on. So this is going to be rough for people to handle when I give you this information, but it's obvious. So anyway, so those forces, those dark forces, are being cleaned up right now. And they're flailing. They're falling apart. They're doing everything they can to maintain control. They're losing control. And this is another thing I'm going to say that's going to really upset people. I want you to sit down and ask yourself this question. Why does the deep state, why does the global elite-sponsored corporate media, why do they hate, viciously hate Trump? Why are they doing everything they can to get rid of a duly elected president? All these hearings, they have nothing. Russia, you know, these phone calls, everything. They come up with zero every time. Why? You know, why do they come up with a zero? Because usually there's nothing there. And I've never seen anybody go through this. And there's a reason why he's where he's at. So I'm not saying he's a saint, you know. We've all done stuff. You know, he was a billionaire playboy. You elected him. What do you expect? Basically, but he is the right guy for the job right now. He's the only one that could stand up against this constant onslaught and psychic projections and all this crap being thrown at him, he's probably one of the only people that could stand up against that and continue to clean house, to drain the swamp, to get rid of these guys. And so you ask yourself, why have these massive pedophile rings continued to operate, you know, under the present administrations? Nothing ever happened to these guys. They had carte blanche. You know, what about the border, the extreme drug trafficking, the child trafficking, the gangs, all that stuff? Why did they have this massive opposition to stopping that? And go back and look at El Chapo's testimony on how many millions of dollars he gave to elected officials and who he gave them to. You're not going to hear about that. That was shut down. So there's a reason why. Ask yourself, why would you not want secure borders? Why would you not want to end the drugs doing terrible damage to society, the gangs, the child trafficking? You know, how can you say, I want the status quo to continue, and I want to vote for whatever these other people are, and that's what you had in the past. They blew it. They weren't protecting you. They weren't taking care of America or Americans. It's obvious, you know. So their part, these guys are aligned with this other program, which is to take down America, to destroy the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and everything America was founded on. Now, it's important to realize that America did get hijacked. You know, there's America the Republic, where every man and woman are king and queen, and that's really the way we need to go. And America Inc., which was hijacked, and that's why these other guys can do what they're doing, because they're not under common law, they're not under the Constitution. It's a different system that they hijacked, and we are going back to that system. So the White Hats and all these other people are taking us back to the Republic, back to the Constitution, common law, back to the Bill of Rights, and where we get all of our rights back and things like that, which is really what we need to go. Yes, there's been injustices in the past. A lot of indigenous people have paid the price, or things like that have happened that needs to be addressed. I'm not ignoring that, but under this other system that's coming in, we're all equal. We're all even, you know, so it's going to put an end to that. So anyway, what I see happening here is that these higher dimensional beings are coming down. They're meeting with a lot of the world leaders. Those world leaders are getting on board, not all of them. And they're coming in, and they're coming through the White Hats and through the military, the people that really want to see America continue and preserve America. And they're coming through that, those organizations. And you have the other groups. You've got the unseen negative influences, reptilians, grays, demonic, weird stuff going on. And they're coming through the other group, the dark hearts and the other groups, and they're trying to usurp all this and end all of it. They want to keep the draconian law and the old system going. You know, that's what they want to do. Now, I want to get into socialism, too. Socialism throughout history, look at the history of socialism. It's never, ever worked. It's a failed experiment. Denmark, these other countries are not socialist countries. They're capitalistic countries. They do have health care that is for everybody, and they have done things like that, but these people are paying 60% of their income to keep these things floated. So they aren't socialist countries. They have socialist medicine, but they're actually capitalist, and they do a lot of trade and things like that. So throw that one out. You know, that's a no-brainer. It didn't work. They tried to go socialist. It didn't work. So in socialism, what they want to do is they want to centralize all the power and wealth into the hands of a few. And every dictator, every tyrant, every genocidal maniac that killed millions and millions of people were socialist dictators. And that's our real history. So you want to go there, you might want to rethink it. And what they do is they work on the children. And they need to disarm the people and get rid of their guns so they, you know, and then they can run freely and do whatever they want. In a socialist regime, the only people that are fat are the leaders. Everybody else is starving. So it disempowers the masses. They sink and then when they revolt, because when the money's going to run out, You know, when you keep taking from everybody and put it into this pot, that money will run out. When that money runs out, the people start writing, like, what's going on? How come you're not covering this and this and this? And then, you know, yeah, what are you going to riot with? You know, sticks and stones, basically, and they've got all the guns? Come on. You know, think about it. So is that unspiritual? No, that's being awake, you know. So to be enlightened means to be in knowledge of everything, both sides of the coin, not just one side. It's not about meditating, eating goji berries, turning your body into a pretzel, and chanting some Sanskrit name. You know, that's fine, you know, that helps, but that's not what it's about. It's about knowing all of it. You know, ostriches, you know, you stick your head in the sand and, you know, you might find God in meditation in that gopher hole, but something's going to come and clip you in the butt, you know, if you're not paying attention to the rest of your surroundings. So anyway, it's an ostrich approach. There's a lot of denial in that, and we need to get away from that. So covering this thing, I'm kind of giving you a heads up to look at what's going on. So those promoting socialism, those promoting we're going to die in 12 years, are totally missed the mark. And there's a reason for that, because they want carbon tax. And carbon tax, they want a global police force to control all the industries. That's where that's going. That money, that carbon tax, isn't going to go to you or me or anybody else. It's going to go right back to the global elite. Bingo, that's why they're doing this. And they're preying on your desire for clean air, clean water, restoring the earth, healing the environment. They're preying on that, which are all good and noble virtues, but they're using it to just totally disempower you and have total domination control of your industry, everything. I mean, that's, and that money's going to the elite. It's not going to go to the causes you think it's going to go. So again, those are noble virtues. We do need to clean up the environment. We do have the energy technology to do that right now. It's on the planet. We don't need fossil fuels anymore. We don't really need to be poking holes in the ocean and fracking and stuff like that. But it has to be a transition. You can't just slam it overnight. It has to be a transition, because if you shut down the whole petroleum industry, you will not have food. You know, the cities truck all their food in, train their food in, and you won't have it. I mean, it's not going to be there. So it's going to have to be a transition, and we need to transition out of that. But these technologies are here. Same thing with the healing industry. We need to bring in these new healing technologies, the cures for the diseases. We know the cures. We have the cures. They're highly suppressed. We need to get rid of these groups that are suppressing the cures. So basically, the war on disease profiteers need to go. You know, that needs to end. That's, you're not going to have peace until we put an end to that. We do need a strong military. We do need a strong, in these times, that's what we need. But I think the military needs to be directed towards natural disasters and things like that, because we are going to go through that. So I'm going to tell you a little secret about carbon, CO2. Humans make 3% of the carbon that's on the planet. 97% is natural. So carbon represents 0.003 of the air in which we breathe. So, and you need carbon. Plants need it. Everything needs it. It's really important. So you've got 3% of 0.003 that humans are creating. And if you think by stopping that, you're going to change the planet, forget it. It's not going to work. We've had higher CO2 levels where there were no SUVs in the past. We had acid rain 10,000 times stronger than before in the past, and that's changed. There's cycles that we go through. What's really driving these cycles are the suns, and the suns are all interconnected, and it's a higher force. And so this is all tied into sun cycles. We're going through a highly energized place in space we've never been before, and the sun flares and all the other things are creating the crazy weather and increasing earthquake and volcanic activity. Everything else is all tied to sun cycles. So now we're going through a under minimum. Now, you're not going to hear this, but according to the raw data, our oceans are cooling. They're actually cooling down. We're at the peak of an ice age, and now we're going down off the other side. So all this global warming stuff is nonsense, because we're actually cooling. And we're going to have to figure out ways to warm ourselves up and keep growing indoors and things like that as things keep cooling, moving crops, you know, closer to the border and things like that further south. So anyway, that's the real gist of the story. Anyway, so all this other stuff is just a disempowering program. You know, you got to look at it. But they have been playing on our emotions, on our unhealed emotions. You know, people that have issues with men, people that have issues with women, the gender thing. They're playing the race, gender, all those cards. They're using those to socially program people. And until you figure this out, you're never going to get out of this. You're in reaction mind. You're reacting to the professional liars in the mainstream media that are feigning outrage. It's all bad acting, and it's all to play on your emotions and get you to go against a bigger plan that's unfolding. So UFOs follow Air Force One wherever it goes. UFOs have knocked things down that they've tried to take out Air Force One. They're with the other leaders as well. This is a big plan that's orchestrating. And what's funny is people that think you're fighting for America and you're fighting for human rights and you're fighting for equality and things like that, you're actually in reactionary mind operating from the opposite perspective, so opposite of the spectrum. So anyway, when I ask people, when they say this and this and this and this, I go, where'd you get your information from? And it's usually a telephone game. I heard it on CNN, and my friend told me at CNN, and this guy's an ass, and he's a racist, and all. You hear all this stuff, and you go, well, do you have any firsthand information, you know, about this? No. This latest one is the worst joke. All the Russian collusion is with the Democrats, basically, the DNC and also Hillary, you know, selling Russian uranium to Russia, all the other stuff. All that collusion, the false reports, the Steele dossier, all that stuff was all Russian collusion. That's all happening on the other side. So when they're saying Russia, 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 there's three fingers pointing back. The same thing with this impeachment thing. There's no meat. There's nothing there. There's zero there. Same thing. You know, impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. These people that are trying to stop this from going forward are the very same people that are capitalizing, and they're in aligned with the dark arts. And they want to see, they want the drugs to keep flowing. They want the child trafficking to keep going. They want all this to keep going. And you need to see through this. And they're playing on your hearts like, we're going to die in 12 years and all this other stuff. It's nonsense, basically. So all these scientists that they quote all said, this is nonsense. We are not going to die in 12 years. We never said that. Anyway, so do the research. So anyway, going back to this, we really need to use discernment. Go within, and you can't call yourself spiritual or enlightened or anything else when you're just reacting to what CNN is telling you. Come on, you know, get beyond that. There's something bigger happening. Look into it. Look at the Q movements, the white hat movements, a lot of the conservative movements, which I've never been conservative, but they know what's going on. They're trying to maintain some kind of foundational base for America, and align yourself with those other energies. Get away from all the hype and the professional liars and all the other stuff going on. Just forget about that nonsense. And basically, I know this is going to be an eye-opener for some people. They're going to get really upset by talking about this, but the big picture is there's a great awakening. There are huge forces behind this. It's multidimensional. The Earth itself is ascending. And don't be misled by the global elite, their talking heads, fake science, and all this other stuff they're trying to do. Don't go there. And if you're getting triggered by this stuff, go within and heal any traumas, any past relationships, abandonment issues, abuse issues, anything that's happened to you as a child. We need to go and clear that because they're using those to manipulate us. And they know how to do it. They're very good at manipulating. So it's called social engineering. And all the major corporations are behind this. They know all about it. So keep an eye on that. So I strongly suggest getting out in nature. Go within, meditate, focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. That's your true nature. Anything that pulls you out of that, just bless it, let it go, go back to your center. And don't get into all these division games that are going on, the race division, the gender division, all this nonsense. It's all to destroy the family unit. It's to destroy America. And it's to totally collapse us and bring us back into socialism so the few can have total domination control over the many. That's where it's going. And don't be fooled to think anything else, because it's doublespeak. So on that note, we're going to sign off. I know I've probably really rattled some cages here. And sit with it. Think about it. Don't react to it. Just sit with it. Get out in nature. See if this feels right to you. And focus on love and joy and bliss. Be in service to others, not self-service. Get away from that. And if we all work together, we can turn this planet around. And a lot of times, things are not how you think they are. They're actually in reverse, and there's a lot of doublespeak going in, so don't fall for it. So on that note, I'm James Gilliland signing off. Watch the skies, a lot going on up there. Stay in the heart. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. Good night.